The Obama administration announced today reforms to the nation's onshore oil and gas leasing program. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar says it means closer scrutiny of lease sales, more public input, and stricter environmental reviews.
Today, we are announcing major reforms of the nation's onshore oil and gas leasing program that will result in better protection of America's great outdoors and public lands. It will result in more certainty for investors and the oil and gas industry. It will also result in better value and better leasing decisions on behalf of the American taxpayer.
Under Salazar's direction, the Bureau of Land Management is issuing a new draft leasing policy for agency review that will require better environmental documentation and more public participation. Salazar says that should curb protests and reduce the amount of money spent litigating controversial sales. The secretary says BLM will engage the public in master leasing and development plans before allowing leasing in areas where intense development could occur. In Alaska, the changes could affect lease sales in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, but the impact is expected to be greater in the lower 48 states, where leases are done more often on a quarterly basis. The BLM office in Alaska said today it would not comment since the changes are in draft form. Environmental groups like the Alaska Wilderness League welcomed the news. Jeremiah Millen is in its Anchorage office, says he hopes the changes steer BLM toward protecting public lands for future generations.
It's definitely a positive change in tone. I think we'll wait to see exactly what it means. However, any greater scrutiny over oil and gas leasing and efforts to include a better review of leasing before it takes place, I think is better, not only for the environment, but for all of those that depend on it.
Alaska senators warned the new procedures could delay oil and gas development. The oil and gas trade group, the American Petroleum Institute, called Salazar's comments double talk. Senior policy advisor Richard Ranger says it could make leasing on public lands more difficult.
We're disappointed in this direction that the secretary has taken. We think that the outcome of these measures will be to impose new delays, new hurdles, and new restrictions on the orderly exploration and development of energy resources in the American West.
Secretary Salazar bristled at the suggestion that he's trying to shut down development, but he said the public's interest is the top priority, not the oil and gas industries.
In the past, our public lands were the essential candy store of the oil and gas industry. Walk in and take whatever they wanted. And that's not the way it ought to be done.
Officials said BLM will continue to accept industry suggestions of where to hold lease sales, but it will focus on areas already open to development and examine new areas carefully.